And that was the Bud Light story of the game, the home sweet road feeling for the Philadelphia Eagles in Los Angeles. Merrill and Mike excited after that 26-24 win over the Los Angeles Chargers. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Eagles 360, Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with the Hall of Famer Brian Westbrook. And the Eagles, Brian, let's be honest, they just run the football. I mean, this is just a running team. Let's just call it what it is.
Pound the ball, hand the ball off to the running backs and allow them to go free. I love to see that. Every running back loves to see that.
And do you, well, we'll get into the offense in a moment. But the Eagles coming home, three of their first four games on the road. The Eagles 3-1 atop the NFC East. And Brian, before we talk about the offense, let's just talk about the team and how much it's grown in a year's time with Doug Peterson. 3-1 last year after four games. This feels a lot different.
Last year, it felt like they would find a way to lose the game. This year, it feels like we have a much more mature team, a team that understands where they are at as far as in the course of the season. They understand how to play to their strengths in winning football games. It takes time and maturity to understand how to win those games. They figured it out rather quickly.
We are going to talk now about the offense presented by Golden Nugget, where Philly gets engaged and the Eagles certainly engaged in a personality transformation these last 2 weeks from pass first to run a lot and run it very well using three backs. Brian, let's first talk about LeGarrette Blount and the rejuvenation of number 29.
Well, coming here, we wanted him to be the big back that ran hard at all times, that ran mad. And I think he's done a great job these last couple of weeks of breaking tackles, reading and using his vision and explosion to get through holes. He's a big guy, but he ran away from a couple of defenders yesterday, stiff arm, running mad. He's running angry. And listen, every team needs that big back that can get it done. When the other teams know you're running the football and you have a big back that can run through and over people, that's going to be a plus.
136 yards on the ground for Blount, including a 68-yard dazzling run in the fourth quarter. And then he really iced the game with the drive, the 6-minute and 44-second drive, the Eagles throwing the ball a couple of times, Brian, but for the most part, turning and handing it off. Corey Clement, three first downs on the drive. Wendell Smallwood, a nice performance from him. Blount dominating. Brian, we're talking about a running back by committee that is working. A week ago, we sat here and wondered how would the Eagles compensate for the loss of Darren Sproles. Well, it looks like Smallwood can do some of those things in the pass game, and then the three backs working together in the run game.
Everybody pulling their part. Everyone competing, but also contributing to an offense that needs all these guys. You have Blount for the hard-nosed runs, and he can break big ones. You have Smallwood for the shorter runs, but he can also break a big one. He didn't get loose yesterday. Then you have Clement that just does a great job of being physical, running hard, and getting in those situations where you need these guys to push the ball down the field. Four-minute offense, when everyone knows you're going to run the football, that's important. We won those situations yesterday.
And another really important situation, the Eagles are winning this season. Third downs, they've been over 50% in three of the four games on Sunday, 56% of the time they converted in Los Angeles. Brian, whether it's been third and long or third and short, the Eagles just seem to be getting to the sticks.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Yesterday, in the last couple of weeks, you see an offense that has second and short, third and short. Now a defense has to be off balance. They have to understand I can run the football or pass. That's a great advantage for your offense because they have to play the full width of the field and the full depth of the field as well. Now the offense has an advantage. There were third downs and three where we ran the football. There was third down and three where you used play action to suck up the defenders, the linebackers in particular, and throw over top of their head. This offense is clicking right now because they have the ability to run the ball on first and second down.
And, you know, I got to be telling you, I feel like the offense hasn't clicked all the way, that it hasn't peaked yet. The total yardage through four games is the highest since 2013, the first year of Chip Kelly. The Eagles lead the league in time of possession. Mm-hmm. Yet there's just, you know that there's more because the passing game still hasn't gotten that down the field game going.
You have to give Doug a lot of credit the way he's called the games the last couple of weeks. But you're right. Alshon seems like he's there, but he's not that explosive receiver that we think that he can be. And we know he has the potential. We're just not feeding him the ball right now. Zach Ertz still is catching a lot of balls. There's still some left from Zach Ertz. Torrey Smith needs to catch the ball a little bit better, but he's had some opportunities to make big plays down the field. So there is a lot left in this offense. We're not seeing it to its full capability, but I love to see what we're doing right now. First of all, we have to give the offensive line an awful lot of credit. They reestablished the line of scrimmage all day long the last couple of weeks. That's where the run game starts and ends.
And your view, Brian, on that unusual rotation at left guard with Stefan Wisniewski, with Chance Warmack. I don't know the situations, what dictates who plays, but it seems to be working. The continuity, Jason Peters at left tackle, Jason Kelce at center, no matter who's playing there, it's working.
Well, when Jason Peters is being his Hall of Fame self and Jason Kelce is being his Pro Bowl self, it's hard to go wrong at that left guard position. I tell you, Wisniewski has done a great job. Warmack is coming along. He's continuing to get better. And so as they move on in the season, you want to have guys that can plug and play because injuries happen. So you want to get these guys ready to play. I would stick with Wisniewski, but at the same time, Doug has been very fortunate to have two guys that can step in and contribute offensively.
And then, Brian, we haven't really talked about him, but Carson Wentz, another efficient game, no turnovers. Broke the pocket when he had to, runs a little bit here and there, never seems to be, you know, fazed by pressure. Your thoughts at the quarter pole on Carson Wentz?
You have a young quarterback that doesn't get rattled by pressure, that can use his legs to elude pressure and find open spaces to throw the football. That's a good thing. You have a young quarterback that is very, very accurate. It was some throws yesterday. He's just dropping dimes right in the bucket of the receivers so they can catch and run the football. Not a lot of young quarterbacks are doing that. The one thing that I've seen him change, he's getting the ball out of his hands. He's not holding it as long. Even though there's certain situations where he does, he's just doing a much better job of being more efficient. And that's what you want from a young quarterback. Most importantly, he's not throwing the ball to the other team.
Right.
That's probably the most important thing.
And, you know, I always compare Carson to the best that I've seen, and that's Donovan.
Okay.
And in year two, Donovan had that natural ability to not turn the football over. Well, no matter what you say about Donovan, he never turned the ball over. And that's why the Eagles continue. And Carson's really coming along in that. Now, a fumble here and there in the pocket, ball security. But you're right, he's been patient in the quarterback position.
We're watching a young quarterback, a young franchise quarterback develop. It's good to see. It's exciting to see. It's exciting to watch because as he continues to get better, the offensive line seems to get better. Now the run game gets going because people are defending the pass. And guess what? The receivers look a lot better as well. And so this team, this franchise is on the quarterback's shoulders. And I think as he continues to develop, this franchise will continue to get better.
So 3-1 at the quarter pole here. The Arizona Cardinals coming to town on Sunday. And that is our discussion about the offense presented by Golden Nugget, where Philly gets engaged. We've got a lot more to get to here on Eagles 360. We'll talk about the defense, some good and some not so good. We'll also talk about a red-hot special teams unit. Jake Elliott is en fuego. But when we return to Eagles 360, we're going to break it down on the film, our All-22 look at some of the big plays in Sunday's win over the Los Angeles Chargers. We're coming right back.